Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to have my next two guests joining us today. A voice you've heard a few times here on Lake 88, the president of My Broadcasting Corporation, which is the parent company of Lake 88, Mr. John Pohl. John, thank you for being here today.
Happy to be invited, Bob. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And also joining us, making her first appearance on Lake 88, the MBC Group Program Director, Sarah Johnson. Sarah, welcome to the lake.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
You're most welcome. Well, as people know by now, My Broadcasting Corporation purchased Lake 88. It's been over a couple years now. And one of the things that I just found was a great idea was the company sent out a survey to our listeners and to our clients to find out really what they thought of the station. John, maybe you can pick it up there and tell us a little bit more about what you were after.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 20 years in our company because, you know, radio people are funny beasts at times. We get caught behind our computers and our spreadsheets of music and our spreadsheets of news content. And sometimes we get caught up in our own world where we think all the work that we do is and loved by everyone, and it's super important. And I think most people in their jobs maybe do the same. And we made a decision very early on in our company that we would go to the listeners and the advertisers frequently and ask them, because at the end of the day, you know, the people that listen, they're the people that are most critical to the success of the radio station. And the last thing we want to be doing is spending our time and effort doing stuff that either A, they dislike, or B, is not really appreciated, because you can spend a lot of time working on something that is really impressive, but if the audience doesn't engage with it, then we just spend a lot of time and effort that we could have put towards something that we know they do appreciate. So the easiest way to find out the hot button, so to speak, is to just ask the audience and ask those that listen and those that advertise and those that love the radio stations, because they're going to be the best critics of all.
What I think is really great about this, too, is that each survey is tailored to the station. So this isn't just a, what do you think of station fill in the blank type thing? You really do a lot of research in putting these together.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, radio is radio. You play news and commercials and songs and contests and hockey. And there's a similarity no matter where you are in North America, a local radio station. But at the same time, every place on the planet has its own unique stories, its own unique perspective on the world. And as much as a company that owns multiple radio stations, obviously we love synergies just like any other business. But what we love more is delivering to our audience what they want to hear. And if that means that it needs to be slightly turned a few degrees differently in one market than the other, that's fine with us. And the things that can be the same, that's fine with us too. So the reason we go to each one of our markets, you know, Perth and Smith Falls is really no different, is to find out specifically what they want and also what they don't want.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what are some of the basic results that you got back from this?
I think when we did this survey, I think there was a little bit of shocking information, only because I think as a group, we put the questions together, we were sending them out. There was a few questions we expected the answers to be slightly different than they were. And they weren't different in a bad way. We just thought, oh, you know what everyone's getting. And the reality is we got some really good feedback that I believe is going to be crucial to the long-term success of the station. So the no-brainer ones were, hey, how important is local news? And you know, it was like 95% of all the people that did the survey, which, by the way, Bob, was close to 1,000 people. And I'm not a statistician. That's not my job. But I understand that when they're trying to figure out who's going to win an election, like on election night, when they call the election at a certain time, it's because statistically, after you get 1,000 respondents, the numbers don't change very much. So once you have 1,000 respondents, you know, you can basically predict who's going to win an election in a country the size of Canada. So when we look at this survey and we go, hey, look, we had 1,000 people almost complete it. We really believe that the answers that these people took the time to give us are a really good representation of the total audience. Like, there's many people that won't take time to fill out a survey, but with that strong of commitment to people completing the survey, we really believe their responses really do reflect the total community. So when they say, hey, look, local news is important, that's not shocking to us. We see that in all of our markets across the province, and we know it's important. And certainly it's one of the reasons that we were attracted to bring the lake into our family, which is that there was a core belief with Brian and your team and how you guys serve the audience with local news. And that's the so we weren't surprised by that. Like, people said, hey, we want lots of local news. When you dig down in that category of news, though, you start to find out that there are some things that maybe we could expand our news coverage, because news to one person isn't always what news is to another person. And that could be more human interest stories, more lifestyle stories, maybe less town council stories, or maybe more town council stories. But the response to the news commitment of the radio station was certainly strong. We didn't expect it to be different. And certainly we're glad it wasn't different, because that's something that we spend a lot of time and energy on. And we believe it's, you know, it's really the core reason people listen to the radio station. When you looked at features or specialty shows, we weren't surprised that things like In Focus and, you know, the home shows on the weekends and things like that, the Sunday morning show, those things were very popular as well. And again, when you dig down into why are they popular, a lot of times they're popular because they're unique to the station. They're popular because they've been there a long time and people have, you know, they have a little bit of legacy to them. But even when you dig down into what people said, that doesn't mean that they don't need to be freshened up a little bit. And that was certainly one of the surprising things musically for the radio station. The core group of people that filled out this survey, like the largest group, were people between the ages of 25 and 54 years of age, which in the advertising world, that's sort of the target. And the reason for that is that's the demographic that does the majority of the purchasing. And even if you look at someone who's older than 54, they still kind of fall into that group, because, you know, they say, you know, 40 is the new 30, that kind of thing. Like, anyone who is a little bit older thinks like a younger person, if that makes sense. Like, no one who's 40 is thinking like, oh, I want to be 40. No, they're thinking like they're 30. They're still, you know, active in their community. They're still doing lots of those things that they haven't really changed or gotten set in their ways. So that demographic is certainly key. And in that demographic, there was a little bit of interest in someone actually wrote the phrase in the results where they could put comments. They said, the station just needs a fresh coat of paint, which is probably true. And we see that in other stations too, where you have, you know, years and years of service to a market where they just go, yeah, I love everything about it, but, you know, kind of needs a fresh coat of paint, no different than a restaurant that's in business for a long period of time. They need to either, you know, update their decor, or maybe change their uniforms, or maybe change the menu. And they keep the stuff that everyone likes, but they add maybe one element. And you see a lot of companies doing this. You know, if you think of Canadian Tire in 1980s, it's very different than Canadian Tire today. Still Canadian Tire, still holds a lot of the same values, but the stores are dramatically different. And that's because they go to the marketplace and say, hey, well, how can we make this better? So the music was one. People, for the most part, really like the music, but they like a little bit younger music. That doesn't mean they want necessarily, you know, rap music or anything like that. But if you look at the sort of center of where the music on Lake 88 sits right now, if you livened it up by 4 or 5 years, that would mean you're playing a little bit more newer music. So if you're playing hits from the 60s, well, maybe you can throw in some more hits from the 70s and more hits from the 80s. Things like that. So when we looked at that, that was a little bit surprising, because I actually thought they would say we like a little older music, but it was actually the opposite, which was surprising.
Sarah, maybe you can tell our listeners, for those who don't know sort of the inside of the radio industry, what does a program director do?
A program director, anything that comes out of the speakers really is what a program director is responsible for. So picking the music, contests, promos that you hear on the air, all that sort of thing.
So what does it mean to have this type of feedback, like this survey in front of you? It must make your job, I don't want to say easier, but at least it provides a bit of a guide for you.
Yeah, exactly. I think John alluded to it earlier that it really shows you if you're spending a lot of time on something you think is really important and the audience doesn't think it's important, then you can refocus that time.
How have these surveys impacted other stations across the NBC network?
We've had some people say, you know, there's a song that you play. I really don't like it. I find it offensive. And we've actually pulled it from our playlist based on what they said, because what they said mattered.
John, you'd like to expand on that?
Yeah, I think over the years we've done things like, so for example, we might have a programming feature that we do that we're very proud of. And when we do a survey like this, it just doesn't rate. It doesn't hit any buttons. And when we dig in and we ask people some more questions, they're like, yeah, it's okay. If it wasn't there, it wouldn't change my life. Meanwhile, when we look at the time and effort we put into preparing that, we go, wow, we could put that energy into something that maybe people would like more. So that's one thing that helps. It's also interesting, like I've been around radio long enough that the strength of these surveys, Bob, is listening to them. Because I've been in rooms with big corporate program directors where we spent tens of thousands of dollars to have a research company come in and tell us what the audience wants. And the research company presents all their findings. And then a program director like Sarah looks at everyone in the room and goes, ah, they don't know what they're talking about. And then they go about doing it their way. And those radio stations are never successful. Our success in what we do has been clear listening to the audience. And even when they tell us something that we might go, oh, we don't agree with that, we take their lead because they're the ones that are consuming it on that other end of the speaker. And it's so important. If we're going to take the time to ask and you're going to take the time to tell us, I think it's very important in that relationship that we listen and that we try and make the station reflect those views as best we can.
Sarah, John said something earlier that I thought was very important and key to this whole process is that you have to look at the individual station and you have to make those tweaks to that station to make it local so that people feel like it is their station. We have so many people here who have taken ownership of Lake 88.1, and really the effort through these surveys is just to make that connection stronger.
Exactly. And so they want newer tunes, so we'll play newer tunes. Nothing unfamiliar by any means.
Yeah,
Just
certainly
like, yeah, I think,
you're not gonna surprise people.
no, there won't be anything that's not familiar. That's kind of what we stick with.
Yeah, I think as I said, I think that one listener said it best was just like a fresh coat of paint. How can we just update it a bit? And you know, no different than you update your kitchen at home or you update your furniture in your living room. It doesn't mean you don't love the house. It doesn't mean that, you know, all the great memories that are there disappear. It just means that, hey, it's time to look at it and go, hey, how do we make this sure the station is as contemporary and as vibrant as the marketplace? Because if you think of when Lake 88 started, which I believe was about 2006, 2007, somewhere in there, you know, the marketplace has changed a lot over that period of time. And I can say this because our original station in Renfrew was launched just about the same time. And we've gone through the exact same process of, you know, how do you freshen it up a bit? How do you make it exciting? Obviously, there's new people in the community you want to invite in and have them be part of the family and the party as well. So again, this survey has really just been really beneficial to give us that direction.
Yeah, well, it certainly is something to look forward to. And I want to also mention that before these surveys were created, both Sarah, John, other people within the organization reached out to Brian, myself, James, and had pretty long conversations about the market before you really determined what was in there. So it's not just a matter of a company sort of swooping in and then trying to put something out there that they feel connects. You really did your research on that level too. And I think that has to be noted so that you know that these surveys and the questions that are coming in it are coming from people who are here and who have been here for many, many years, John.
Yeah, I certainly don't want anyone to be anticipating that, they're going to wake up one day and the station is going to be completely different. That's not the point of this survey. The point of this survey is just to simply say, hey, what are we doing well? And how can we make sure we continue to do that? And then of the other things you'd like changed, how do we do that? And then we come up with that plan. And whatever that plan is, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we're going to be perfect at it. We're going to try. But it will be the same best foot we put forward every day to do all the things that we do. I think the other part of this too, Bob, that, you know, we as the operators sort of put into this research is technology has changed too. So how we deliver the content and things that we provide to the audience has changed over the years. So even if we take something like In Focus, there are a lot of people that love In Focus. They love the fact that you take time to do long form interviews. There are other people that say, hey, I like In Focus, but I don't want it to be a half an hour at lunch. So when we take all that information, we go, okay, how do we make everybody happy? And luckily today, there are lots of ways where we can take the audio and we can make it on our website. So the person that wants to hear the full 30 minutes, they can go listen to the full 30 minutes. The person that only wants to hear bite-sized chunks, we can deliver it in bite-sized chunks as well. And the person that wants to be able to hear music can still hear music. So there's some things, just using that as an example, there are suggestions that people make where we can look at it, and the technology allows us to check a lot more boxes for the deliverables they'd like. So it might mean a change, but not a big change. You just go to our website, hit play, and then you get the 30-minute interview. It's there, it's good. And we'll make sure the best parts of it are on the radio. And maybe in its place are, you know, some more songs that people like. So you get the best of all worlds. So there's a lot of things like that where we can take the technology into it and see if there's a way we can check more boxes.
Well, there's certainly exciting times that lay ahead here at Lake 88. And I know this won't be the last conversation we have about this moving forward. So I'd like to thank both of you for taking the time to speak with us today and to speak to our listeners.
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time.
All right. Well,
looking forward to 2024.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all, for sure? President of My Broadcasting Corporation, John Pohl, and My Broadcasting Corporation Group Program Director, Sarah Johnson, our guest today on Lake 88. Once again, thank you both for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
That's another edition of In Focus here on Lake 88. I'm Bob Perot. Have a wonderful afternoon.